Pod Culture, episode 258, Three Locos, part B, for Monday, May 2nd, 2011. This episode of Pod Culture is brought to you by Audible.com. Choose from over 85,000 titles and get a free audiobook download at audibletrial.com/podculture. More information after the opening segment. Time to saddle up once again for part B of Pod Culture.
I don't want to saddle.
Saddle.
I don't want to saddle.
No saddling?
No saddle. Horses are too big.
Oh.
Oh, I know.
We'll get you the little ponies.
A little pygmy ponies?
Yeah. Hey, I'm Brad.
I'm Christina.
I'm Adam.
And we're still Glenless.
Glenn.
Sounds like a Garth Brooks song. Glenless. I'm Glenless.
Oh, my God.
Glenless as a podcast Glenless. Can be.
No. Stop. Stop.
No country. Bad.
Bad.
Bad Brad.
Welcome to Pod Culture.
That gesture didn't work very well on an audio podcast.
We're sorry.
I sprayed Brad with a bottle.
Hey, dude, I have my laptop
bad
sitting
kitty.
In front of me in the new monitor. Over.
Bad kitty. Bad.
Chocolate. No more water on electronics.
Oh.
Says the man who water cools.
I That's made okay. myself sad. Sorry.
Oh, so
we
what
do
we got
show.
To geek about? We got the movies, TV,
all
what?
Kinds of stuff. But this is going to be my last Pod Culture episode being 33 years old.
Oh, yeah.
The next time I talk to you, I'm going to be 34.
You're like just almost to the top of the hill and going down.
There is no hill. I'm ageless. There is no second
it's just
childhood.
A number.
He's ageless.
Oh, my God. Ageless stop. Somebody stop him. Oh, my God.
Don't set me up with lines.
Brad at podculture.net, just say stop.
But, Christina, it'll be too late.
It'll save future generations. Do it for the children.
Do it for the children. Listen to part B.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
Okay, we're back.
We're back.
20 hours later.
Yeah.
Oh, it was fun.
Yeah. Well, it was just a minute for them.
Yeah.
Not even it.
Not even
that. Sound effect.
Time travel. That'd be great.
No. Oh. But we're back with Purple Juice.
Yay!
Purple
we were talking
Juice.
About just a moment ago. About.
I'm curious to see how this happened in the kitchen. I'm a little bit scared.
what the kitchen looks like.
Yeah.
Don't go in there.
You can clean it.
Okay. Purple juice.
All right.
Purple
you got some purple juice?
Welch's grape juice.
It's purple.
And Minute Maid lemonade.
And what was your great grandma's name?
Alma.
Alma. It means soul.
Oh, cool. Alma juice.
She lived to be 106.
Mm.
Mean as a snake there at the end.
God, you know what? I think I'd be mean too if I was 106. God love her.
Wow.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, you're like...
Dude likes the purple juice.
Daily,
that's not bad.
No, it's like your whole daily requirement of vitamin C.
That's crazy.
I think I might need that after
two
the
two great tastes that go great together.
It's true.
Wow.
Like, mm-hmm. And things you wouldn't think to put together.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's...
Like it's like blueberry and lemon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Something like
kinda.
That. It's yeah. Ooh.
It cuts the tart just mm-hmm. a little bit.
It mm-hmm. does. It's very good.
I have no idea how she came up with this.
Random.
They complement each other very well.
But she would always have a picture of this in the fridge.
Good for
or a
her.
Picture. I mean, it's probably that good.
She'd take a picture of it.
Sorry. Yeah.
Picture?
Well, you know, because this was Mom's grandmother.
Aww.
So this would have been Bill's mom.
Aww.
So. Huh.
He grew up on purple juice.
Very good.
Yeah.
I might... have to pick up some.
Yeah, but you got to get the right brand.
Yeah, because the Welch's. Brand
Welch's,
the same.
Not the grape juice cocktail, but
right,
the 100%.
The frozen stuff.
The frozen stuff, but right. The 100% grape, Concord grape juice uh-huh. stuff. And then Minute Maid frozen lemonade.
Frozen lemonade. stuff.
Which, good luck finding it, because it's a bitch.
Yeah. I mean, huh. Although we never actually tried just plain old Kroger. We were looking at the Walmart.
No, we went to Kroger's.
But you went to Kroger's. But, yeah. Like, in the beginning, we were just looking at Walmart. Don't do it. Oh, God.
Andy's not here, so we're not going to get too.
I made the mistake of having more than one.
Dump some in there, see what you think.
Well, let me have some more untainted.
Okay.
And maybe
because he's gonna adulterate the
purple juice
with some Four Loko.
Well, I did it with Red Bull just because I knew, it would cut the flavor of the Red Bull.
And actually, did
it does it? It does very well, and it adds that little bit of carbonation that's really good. Mm-hmm. Like a 7-Up or Sprite would be good in this too. If you wanted to,
add a little bit of carbonation to it,
a little bit of sparkle.
That could be good. Try this.
Oh, God.
See what happens.
I can't take it.
Good thing you got a short drive home.
I can't take it. He's already tipsy.
It's smoking.
I can't.
Okay. Here we go.
I'm going to need a nap after this.
You know what?
You're going to need a nappy after this one.
I know. Nappy change from his car.
Okay. Well, you're sitting in Glenn's seat, so it's all right.
I'm sorry, Glenn. He doesn't listen to the show. It's okay. He'll never know.
He doesn't listen when we're recording. What are you talking
about? Yes, he does. Leave him alone. We can't make fun of him because he's not here.
Less astacular?
Actually, after the first shot, it really doesn't taste bad at all.
Yeah. It's interesting.
Interesting.
Oh, God,
we're all going to die.
You're never going to have scurvy.
Yeah.
That's true.
You'll never have scurvy. I'm sorry. I almost made it come out of
my nose. Adam just murfed out over the microphone.
But it, it dilutes the carbonation. It pretty much cancels it out, it seems, for the amount I put in there anyway. Mm.
You dumped a healthy shot of it in there.
See, I don't like grape juice because it never seems to taste like grapes.
Tastes like grapes, yep.
I love Same grapes, here. And I love wine. I just don't like anything grape-flavored.
Same here.
Welch juice is all grape.
But it doesn't taste like you're eating grapes.
It's just not the same.
It's Concord grapes.
Right. But I love this because it's not that grape flavor. You get more of the lemonade tang. Mm-hmm.
That's not bad. I mean, I would
you probably
prefer
the grape flavor.
I would prefer, I prefer the standard untainted version.
Maybe some peach schnapps in it. Yeah.
Ooh, that could be good.
Can't handle anything else right now.
I don't have any. We don't have any of those, so don't worry about
it. We have melon schnapps. We have melon.
That melon schnapps has been in there for years.
Oh, I had some when I had insomnia a couple of weeks ago, and it's all right.
Although you do have
it
like.
Works. I have wicked insomnia, and the only thing, like, I need to be knocked out, otherwise I don't sleep. Mm-hmm. And I got strawberry vodka, which is not bad.
Interesting.
The Let's Get Adam Trashed episode.
Woo! Well, I'm right behind him. I'm ready for a nap.
Yeah, I can drive him home, and he'll just jog back to the car the next
morning.
That's
true. That's true.
No, I'm good, actually.
All right.
But,
Four Locos. Not so great.
I
would not.
Pretty
recommend.
Darn tasty.
I would not go out and get Four Loko.
Don't do it unless you want to punish your friends.
Good luck finding it.
Yeah, because they kind of.
You should
changed
keep
them up
that
now.
And make it like a planter.
Because this is
my
the
God,
original
you all
stuff.
Did kill off some of that, didn't you?
See?
Holy shit!
I only had
there's like a quarter of the can.
I
left.
Only had two Dixie cups full. Adam had three.
Sorry,
sorry to be a telltale. We were gonna
Thanks,
make it,
Christina.
We were going to make it.
I get two episodes out of this.
We were going to make it funny that you came back and there wasn't any left.
That's right. You didn't like find something just to pour it all in.
Yeah. Oh, we showed up.
Dang it. Yeah, that would have been funny.
Because as long as I was in there, you could have gone to the bathroom and just dumped it out.
We
dumped it out.
We
finished it.
I could have mixed it with my tea, but I like my tea.
Four Locos. Yeah,
no. But purple juice, good stuff. Thumbs up. I'm going to go out and I'm going to get some of that.
It's so good for you.
Yeah. I may have another glass right after this.
But there's nothing fake about it.
Hey there, listeners. Christine and I are back to tell you about something special from Audible.com. I believe you've got a book picked out. You've been listening to The Life of Pi by Jan Martel.
Yes. It won several awards a couple years ago when it came out, and it is a story of a young man from India, a small village in India, who he is on a ship with his family. They're moving the family zoo from India to Canada, of all places, via ship, and it sinks halfway there. And on the lifeboat, he is left with himself and a tiger. And he's got to survive on the ocean for over 200 days with this tiger. And you're left to wonder if it really happened or if it was all in his head.
Very, very cool.
It is excellently read.
I don't think I would be surviving 200 days with a tiger because I would be tiger chow.
Well, no, no. He has these techniques that he learned from, you know, circus entertainers and how to establish boundaries and who is the alpha. And it is excellently read, and it's a great story. You're on the edge of your seat the whole time.
Cool. So they can pick that or one of 85,000 other titles.
85,000. How do you choose just one? I don't think you're going to be able to choose just one. You're just going to have to stay on the trial and enjoy it even longer, because yeah, that's what I had to do.
So they can get a free audiobook
and 2 weeks free to explore the site.
If they head over to audibletrial.com/podculture. Or click the nice little linky badge on the site.
It's on the upper right-hand side of the site.
And check it out. And if you do, let us know what you listen to and what you
think.
Please
do, because I want to know what's good and what I should be listening to.
Time to bust out the wallets.
Say that.
Yeah,
that's
we're
depressing.
Back with a little geek and hell.
My poor savings account. Surprise.
It's been a while.
That's true. This has accumulated over many weeks.
Yeah, mine's hurting too.
Yeah. Anybody picked up anything?
No, I don't usually buy stuff for myself. But I did buy clothes. That doesn't really count. And I don't usually buy clothes, but it's almost Easter. I needed something pretty to wear.
Yeah. I did pick up one thing.
You pick up a lot of things. Don't lie.
Probably the cheapest of the bunch, actually.
Yes, I agree.
For $5 on Blu-ray. Mega Shark versus Giant Octopus.
Why? Where did we find that for cheap? Was it Walmart? Or
I think it might have been Walmart. You know, in the redneck feeding trough, I think.
Oh my god!
Oh shit! Sorry.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's like because they've got the dump bins of all the thing in there.
Yeah.
Called the redneck feeding trough because you see all the rednecks around there.
Oh, my honey.
The,
to the outsider.
Shark plane.
Yeah, yeah. That was awful. Yeah.
It's really jumping the shark.
Yeah. Oh, boo.
They actually calculated that, like how fast the shark would have had to have been going underwater, how deep he would have had to have gotten to get that, how high he would have needed to have left.
Why would you take the time to figure that out?
It's very funny. It's an infographic. It's hilarious.
See, I like when he finds stuff like that at the store, because like I usually go to the grocery section while he goes and looks at the DVDs and toys and stuff, and like I'll see him and it's like we'll meet up and he'll have this gleam in his eye like, look what crazy thing I found. You know, it's cool.
But we also picked up actually your idea, believe it or not.
I had an ulterior motive. Oh no, that is.
Oh, I've yet
another
to see that.
Blu-ray.
I wanted to see it when it first came out at the theater, and I was up in Cleveland. I wanted in August of last year. I wanted to take my dad. The Expendables, starring Sylvester Stallone and
just about every other major action hero
from the 80s and 90s. Ever. Yes, and it's awesome. And I wanted to see it when it came out. And Dad didn't want to go. He wanted to be a poop. So I bought it on Blu-ray. It was on sale for like $13. The Blu-ray DVD combo pack.
Digital copy, too.
Oh.
So in fairness to my dad, I sent him the DVD copy so he can watch the DVD, too.
So, and of course, we got the Blu-ray. So.
Yep.
Very cool.
All right. And another movie-wise, we picked up a fair amount of movies.
Well, it's been over the course of like a month and a half recorded. Yeah, it's been a long time.
AMC's The Walking Dead, the complete first series on Blu-ray.
Excellent.
See, the thing is when you catch these when they first come out, they're super cheap.
Yeah.
It's a good show.
It really is
new
gross.
New season, fall 2011.
It's awesome and gross and fantastic.
So it's got On Set with Robert Kirkman, who's creator of the whole creator thing. There's a bunch of extras, so we need to crack these open.
The special effects alone are worth it.
Yeah, the makeup is amazing.
Oh my gosh, it's wicked creepy.
Yeah. Good stuff.
And of course, we're going to be bouncing back and forth just because how I stack these things up. Picked up two DVDs. Well, actually.
This was my ulterior motive.
Kind of theory are these are DVDs.
This was my own fault.
Because you suggested going to Best Buy.
Because I wanted to go to Steinmart.
Which is around the corner.
Yeah, yeah. I had an ulterior motive.
This week, it came out on Blu-ray for the first time. Tron and Tron Legacy.
I really don't have a desire to see either one, but I'll watch.
Got Bruce Boxleitner.
Yeah, I like him.
Tron, the original.
I remember it when it
hasn't aged very well.
Oh. Yeah.
But Tron Legacy is okay.
I remember
it's for what it is, it's kind of cool.
We had the game for the Intellivision, and I just remember the game way back in the day.
I always sucked at that damn game. When I worked at the arcade in Green Scene in New Albany, we had the original arcade
cabinet
had the four different games.
Nice.
The spider crawlers and the MCP cone and that kind of stuff.
Disc Wars. And light bikes.
Light cycles. Light cycles was a bitch.
Yeah.
Especially when you were tweaked out on caffeine and sugar because, you know, I worked there.
When weren't you tweaked out on caffeine and sugar?
I was much.
That's like your natural state.
Pretty much, yeah.
I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I'm just saying.
I picked up, when we picked up the Tron movies on Blu-ray, of course it's a Blu-ray and the DVD copies, they had a set, and I thought about getting it, but it was like $65 on sale.
Oh, God.
And it was the Blu-ray, DVD, digital copies, and with Tron Legacy, Blu-ray 3D.
Oh, yeah.
But
and so it was like a 5-disc set. So I'm like, you know, we don't have a 3D TV.
Yeah.
Yes, the PS3 is 3D capable.
Compatible.
But
do you need the sensor thing?
Yeah.
And the
shutter glasses.
That's not the first movie I want to see in 3D.
When they have.
There's neat in the theater. In 3D.
Really?
Yeah. When the individual one, the individual sets for $19 a pop on sale with Blu-ray and DVD. Yeah, I went with that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, Tron. It's been years since I've seen the original.
Have you seen Legacy?
No, I have not seen Legacy.
Oh, okay. It's like I've said before. It's a really expensive Daft Punk music video.
I'm for that.
But it's cool.
Cool.
So I like it.
And then another one of our Walmart trips.
I can't leave him alone in the Walmart.
Because you know how Walmart has those end caps of really cheap seasons and stuff.
I'm okay with this though.
Yeah, I picked these up because they were like $10, I think.
Yeah.
The complete second and third seasons of the Andy Griffith Show.
Oh, cool.
Now some people say, you know, what the hell?
We love the Andy Griffith Show.
It won, and it was a good show. And it was one thing Dad watched a lot.
Oh, used to watch it
at grandmother's place. Yeah.
And we have
so much so that Brad's little sister hears the music and twitches like Pavlov.
Oh yeah. Oh,
poor thing. Yeah. He used to watch it so much; she hates it now.
Yeah. If you're around, with you, I'll whistle the theme or something.
She twitches.
Yeah, twitch. It's great.
Poor thing.
It's great. So we got the complete second and third season. We had the first one. So, you know.
I'm for Andy Griffith. Yeah. You can't beat TV like that. They don't make TV like that anymore.
It's good stuff.
And I bought another copy of Robo Vampire.
Oh, really?
Why did you torture me?
Because we were like down to our last copy.
You were running low.
We were running low.
Be rough.
Now, here's something interesting about this. I got the others for like a quarter a pop plus shipping.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah,
giving them away
I think
now?
We must have created a demand or something.
Because they're more now.
Because they're like $250 plus shipping now.
Whoa, wow.
Yeah, so, you know, I mean, it still cost me less than $5 to get the damn thing.
Well, they had to probably make new ones.
Yeah, because you bought them all and gave them to poor unsuspecting listeners.
Oh.
We're sorry.
Well, there's like six copies floating around Georgia somewhere.
We're so sorry.
Sorry.
I think what the cast is they're going to do for their 100th episode.
Hi, guys.
Or
wow. And I'm sorry. I've seen worse movies.
They're going to kill me at Dragon Con, I'm sure.
Yeah.
No, see, I've seen worse movies now. Now that I've seen what you say is the worst movie ever, I have seen worse movies than that. Blood Feast. Just wait.
Okay.
That's an upcoming guilty pleasure.
Let's see. Anything? I picked up a pile. We've talked about these before in like a book talk.
Mm-hmm.
Because since I had a miserable day miserable week, actually. I was at, went to CBW on Wednesday.
You've been accumulating them slowly but surely over the past couple of months.
I've been reading the Fables graphic novels, the softcover collections and everything.
Is it Bill? What's his name?
Willingham. And during some of the border sales, we had picked some up, but they wouldn't
have. The one that was closing had 30% off everything, and we got a couple, you know, cheap.
But they weren't consecutive, so I wouldn't be able to read them yet.
Oh, yeah.
So I was at CBW, picked up the ones I was missing. A new one had come out, so I picked up like three or four there, and I guess Doug at the shop took pity on me and gave me like a nice discount on them.
Well, I mean, you're buying a whole bunch of them at once. Yeah. Why not? Other places do the same thing.
So I got a stack of like five of them. Six of them, because I already read one.
And everybody knows that I'm not a huge comic book graphic novel fan, but I enjoy these.
Huh. Yeah, it's really, really good.
It's like Grimm's gone crazy. Like Grimm's fairy tale has just gone crazy.
Gone loco.
And I like it. It's really, I like the art, and the story is cool. And I'm not a huge comic book fan. Just the medium is hard for me, but I really enjoy these.
Yeah, it seems pretty cool. I like the premise of it, and I've been meaning to pick them up in some form, whether it's in book form or digital form, whatever I can find them in, because the art seems pretty neat. The idea, the story, and the characters.
I like the coloring, too. It's not really like the super hyper-colored electric colors. It's very muted, very... I like it.
Kind of almost gritty.
Well, you have a library, dude. You can go over and...
Anytime you want. He won't even charge you late fees.
Oh, awesome.
Like, I know where to find you. and then, finally...
Oh, yes.
We got... that day, no, I guess it was about a week or two ago.
I'm sorry we haven't talked about it sooner. We haven't had a proper pod culture recording since then.
Came home, and I guess it was one day, I guess you'd been at the dentist, because you were with me in the car.
Yeah, you picked me up.
Yeah. Pulled up to the door, and our door was like,
ajar.
The storm door was kind of like halfway open.
A little bit, yeah.
We're like, oh, Prezi. I'm like, what did you order? I didn't order anything. What did you order? I didn't order anything.
And you can tell it's from Amazon, because it's got the big smile on the side of it, right?
Which makes us smile every time we see it.
Yeah. And our friend Nick.
Nick, we love you.
Had sent us a couple of Prezi.
You're so thoughtful.
I want to say thank you very much. First one, you've got a book.
I've got a paperback here by Patrick Rothfuss, The Name of the Wind. And I read the back of this book, and I'm like, oh, yeah, I call dibs on this one. Yeah. It sounds fantastic. And he was excited to have us read it and share it and talk about it. So that's my plan.
Is it, what, fantasy?
It is fantasy. And
it's a doorstop, so it's a fantasy.
Yeah, it's fantastic. And it sounds addictive, and I'm excited. Huh. And I think I'm going to read it and then get the audiobook.
There you go. At audibletrial.com.
I'm a full-on member now, so I love them.
And then he sent me a hardcover, which is kind of funny. We were talking about Fables a minute ago, because it's Peter and Max, a Fables novel.
Oh.
So it's a novel set in the Fable universe.
Let me see the cover. It just, I love.
Oh, that's cool.
I'm excited.
Yeah, I like it. It's a really neat how they do the, how they do it to effect with glossy and flat on a cover. So it's awesome. Peter and Max, the Fables novel, of course, by Bill Willingham, with illustrations by Steve. I'm not even going to attempt to pronounce his last name.
If I can read a tiny little bit of the back of The Name of the Wind.
Sure.
It says, so begins a tale unequaled in fantasy literature. The story of a hero told in his own voice is a tale of sorrow, a tale of survival, a tale of one man's search for meaning in his universe, and how that search and the indomitable will that drove it gave birth to a legend.
Very cool.
I'm all about legend. Like the larger than life people. I think it's awesome. It sounds fantastic.
Very, very cool.
And it's huge, so it'll take me a while to read it.
Yeah, it's
a
big
book. And I love it. I love books like this because you know it's not going to be over anytime soon.
Mm-hmm. You been picking up anything of geekery of note?
Oh, kind of.
What'd you get, bud?
Got some new stuff for my computer.
Oh, yeah. I remember seeing you tweeting something about
this. A new
this.
Circulatory system?
Yes.
Which
so,
scares me. I don't see how this is possible.
I got a new case for my computer to house all the, you know, parts and guts in it. That it's from a company called NZXT.
Hmm.
They seem like they're new because I've not heard of them before, but I got their Phantom Full Tower case. And this sucker is big.
Really big.
It's really big. I thought my old case was pretty big because it kind of had a handle on the top.
Mm-hmm. So oh my God.
Carry it around to land parties and stuff.
Wow. Stop it. Oh, taupe. That's the pot calling the kettle taupe.
Well, you know, I've been to Land War and Million Man Land and stuff like that. So.
I like it.
But my case was aging. You know, it was, gosh, it was like 7 years old.
How?
I had the same case throughout, you know, many iterations of hardware that I've had in that thing. So it's probably time to get a new case. Because I'm going to want to start overclocking and, you know, all that good stuff. So I ordered this case. It had, you know, free shipping, good deal. It was like $139 or something like that. Not bad.
Did it come with power supply?
No.
Ooh, then it must be a good case.
It's a. It is one of the best, I guess, most solid cases that I've ever had.
Hmm.
This thing is fantastically put together.
Yeah, because it's not unusual to find a $139 case, but they'll come with like a power supply.
Right.
First thing you do is take that damn thing out.
Right. Put your
own. And the Antec in.
Exactly. But this has a great cable management system where...
Brad needs that.
It goes... All your cables go behind the motherboard backplane. And, you know, they come out. They got different sections.
Mm-hmm.
In the side of the case where you pull the power cord or the SATA cable through and, you know, attach it. Very cool. Frees up the airflow in your case. It's amazing. And there's so much room in this thing too. It's incredible. It's got a it comes with 140 millimeter fan that.
That's a big fan.
It's a big fan that, you know, blows the air up, so it's top mounted, so it gets rid of all the hot air. It comes with 120 millimeter fan in the back. It comes with 280 millimeter.
Wow.
60 so or 80 millimeters
like
on the side.
This
sucker is quiet.
Wow.
They're all silent fans.
Ooh.
Plus, there is a voltage regulator on top of the case that is basically a row of sliders that you can regulate the speeds of each of the fans independently.
That's involved.
It's awesome.
Okay, I got to see this thing next time I'm over.
Looks like I got mine. They come in red, white, and black.
Mm-hmm.
So I got mine in black. And, ordered another fan for the front and the intake for the hard drives to run air across the hard drives. And this thing looks like it's stealth.
Cool.
The case looks like it could evade radar.
Nice.
It's cool. Very cool. It's kind of got a, like neat angles to it. And got a front door that's really smooth. Like it's got a great motion to it. It's not cheap at all. It's nice and solid. And I also... something fell.
Sorry, I didn't do it. I didn't touch it. I swear.
It's all right. I also picked up a water cooling system. It's not a full like crazy professional system. It's a closed kit by Corsair, and I forget the model number of it right now. But it's. Fairly, quote, simple, unquote, to put together.
Not so much?
But it was a little bit more complicated than I thought. But, you know, it just involved a lot more than I thought, really. It's no problem doing it, but I just had to take a lot of stuff apart. But got that running, and that kind of made my computer not so silent anymore.
Aww.
But I'm going to fix that because I'm going to get some quiet fans for it. Because the fans that came with it weren't very quiet. So, but I've got my case or my computer water cooled now.
That's so cool.
And I've got it overclocked from 3.2 to 3.9, almost 4 gigahertz right now.
Putting out some heat.
So a little bit.
Not so much now with all his fans and cooling stuff.
Well, it just gets rid of the heat more efficiently.
That's awesome.
Now. So, yeah, it's got a nice new look to it. So, yeah, I'm really digging this case.
So are your render times a lot faster now?
Oh, I've not tried any renderings at this moment because I just got it like the other day, like 2 days, maybe not even 2 days ago, really. No, it was yesterday, actually.
Like when we watched Stargate Atlantis and there's like a fight scene. Like, Adam could do that.
Probably.
Uh-huh.
I'd have fun with it, too. Let's see. I'll also... Oh, gosh. Well, not so much devices, like geeky devices. I got some geeky games. Like, I picked up Crysis 2.
Oh, yeah? Now,
that's
I've heard
pretty amazing.
People are complaining about the graphics on that, saying it's a little dumbed down since they're going to do a 360 version.
Yeah, it's more of a, instead of a built-on PC ported to console, this was more built for console ported to PC, so there's not as many graphical options that you have for it. So you can't up. You don't have as many selections to mess around with the detail. You can't up it to like extreme high detail and textures and lighting effects and all
so
that
it's
stuff.
It's not the system killer that Crysis 1.
Not really, but it still looks gorgeous. It looks really pretty, really pretty, even without all those options. I was very impressed with it, and my computer runs it very well.
Good.
So, especially cranked up.
Yeah, because I actually kind of use that as my benchmark to for overclocking. So it was like, oh, this would probably go up a little bit. Go up a little bit. Nope, crashed. Okay, taking it down.
I haven't decided to start playing around. No.
Yeah.
You're too busy playing.
Well, I'm still very wary, and I've never done the water cooling thing until now because I'm very wary of putting water inside of my computer.
Given your iPod incident of 2011.
Yeah.
And 2010.
Yeah. Because I'm going to have to get a new iPod.
I'm sorry.
Maybe. We'll see.
Yeah.
But
I think you need to.
But this being the closed system that it is, I felt better. You know, also reading all the reviews, I felt better about putting it in to my computer and using it. It's not as effective as an actual water cooling system could be, but I figure it's close enough and good enough for my purposes.
Yeah,
right
get
now.
Your feet into
feed my feet into it. Maybe I will go to a fully professional kind of water cooling system.
Nah, man, go all the way and get the tank with the
mineral oil. Yeah, get an aquarium, fill it up with mineral oil, and stick my computer guts in it. That would be the ultimate. Of course, I think mineral oil is kind of expensive.
Yeah, and then you gotta be careful about the oil becoming contaminated.
Is it like a fish tank where you have to change it every so often? Yeah,
probably.
I have no idea. I've seen pictures, and it's like,
it's a little
too crazy. On the plus side, very quiet.
Very quiet.
Yeah. Not that yours is that loud to begin with.
Talking about computer equipment, I got a new piece of computer equipment.
Oh yeah,
actually, something I've been wanting a while.
He's been wanting one for a long time, and I've successfully talked him out of it long enough, and I give up.
We got the insurance check from Dad.
It's your money. You have to do what you want with it.
Us.
No.
Finally got in, which was an adventure in and of itself.
Insurance companies are stupid.
Yeah.
Okay, health and life and. Health insurance companies are separate, but life insurance companies are separate.
I'm going to pay off a few bills. You know, I got the laptop a while back, so I'm paying that off.
And he got a present for his mommy.
Yeah, bought mom. She won't listen to that. And it won't be out before then anyway.
No.
But we bought her, a new computer.
She's had the same one for like 7 years.
Yeah.
Wow.
So it's
ancient.
And even she's saying it's been a little slow. Of course, no, hers probably. Of course, she's got 2 inches of tool bars, if that tells
virus
you anything.
Virus lady. Yeah, yeah. God love her.
Yeah, and so I'm like, okay, yeah, we'll just get her a new one.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's because it's easier time. Than trying to
clean
the present one up. Yeah.
She does a lot of picture. She does gorgeous scrapbooking. And she does a lot of things with Photoshop and stuff like that. So yeah. She needs something nice that she can do that with.
Nothing super uber fancy or anything like that. It's I mean, it's an e-machine,
but
so
compared
it's a box system from Best Buy,
but compared to what she's got, it's amazing.
$350 something like that, you know, nothing super huge, but enough, be more than enough for her
for a long time.
Quite a bit of an upgrade.
Very very much so. I think it's AMD dual core and 3 or 4 gigs of RAM, so plenty for mom
for what she does. For what she does with it.
And they picked up a new monitor. And actually, the funny thing is, picked up 2 monitors.
He talks about me.
Yeah,
but he is not one to talk today.
Went to Best Buy and was looking at monitors. And they had a nice Dell monitor, LED. Nice thing. It was about 2 and 220, something like that. I'm like, all right, this kind of is pretty cool. Go ahead and get that because you know points and stuff on the reward zone card. So I got that when I got mom's computer and we left. And around the corner is Staples.
Office Max.
No, I think it's Staples is around the corner, and Office Max is down the road.
Whatever. You went to Office Max.
So going to Staples and looked around. They had a Hans pre-monitor, but that was LCD. And so we kept on going. We had another stop or two, and there's another office place. I'm just for shits and giggles, let's stop in here. And they had a sale on a ViewSonic LED monitor. That was bigger than the Dell monitor and about $20 less.
Nice.
So I bought that and we turned around, went back to Best Buy and said,
sorry, here you go.
Sorry, here you go. Yeah. And it is very, very nice.
It was less than half an hour.
Nice.
It was kind of awesome.
Yeah.
I would like
that
to see their
nice
faces.
That is a nice monitor. Yeah.
And it's thin.
It is thin.
It is very thin.
He successfully
really
walled himself off from the rest of the...
I'm slowly blocking myself off from the rest of the world.
Another one.
Yeah, his little cubby.
And I'm actually... rocking dual monitors right now because we had the old Vizio TV, 720p TV that I was using, and which is great for basic computer type stuff. But when you're gaming and
now that you're
you just don't have that resolution you would have with an actual computer monitor.
So I got another big display. Honking long cable from monoprice.com. Ran it across the studio and it's pretty good. I like it. So it's a ViewSonic. I have no idea what the hell the monitor number is. Model number is.
It's nice. It's little. It's thin.
Awesome.
And it's thin.
It is thin.
And it was...
I'm afraid I'd like to knock it off the desk.
It's actually pretty solid.
That's cool, because the stand didn't look so solid at first.
Oh, yeah, until you got to screw it in the bottom. There's like a...
You put a hole in your desk?
Turnkey kind of thing to screw it into the base of the monitor.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because I'm like, it's real sturdy, and all of a sudden the thing just pops off.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, yeah, okay. I want to do this turnkey thing. But it's really nice, and it does make a hell of a difference.
I bought a skirt.
I bought a top, too.
Only because it's almost Easter, and I'm going to need something to wear, and nothing fits because I've lost 50 pounds.
I mean, it's epic timing right
there.
Sorry.
Yeah. Well, I was like, you guys are all talking about this.
I bought a skirt.
Well, you guys are talking about all this fancy stuff that you buy. You didn't buy anything.
You really lost 50 pounds?
Mm-hmm. Wow. I started out.
She lost a lily.
I did. I started out at 167 in June.
Congrats.
And I am now 116.
Not quite a year later.
I just need to tone up and I'll be all right.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because when we were at Pizza King, which is, by the way, best pizza around.
Yeah.
And that's like...
They were talking about Lily and how much she weighed, and like, I lost a Lily. Wow.
I'm attempting to tone up, too, and condition for my goal.
See, that's
goal.
The thing. I just need to strengthen and tone. That's all I need to do now.
Alrighty. I think that's enough of that.
I think so, too.
Yeah. So, now...
I concur.
So let's take a break, and we'll be back with more of the show right after this.
No one seems to know. No one. to know. No one seems to want to know. But I wanna know. I gotta know. Oh, I need to know. What's in my hot dog? 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 No one wants to know. There's earlobes, eyelids, elbows, and fingertips, dog nose, pig glands, frog bits, and chicken lips, hog butts, peanuts, cow guts, brains, toe jam, turkey spam, varicose veins. Oh, what's in my hot dog? What's in my hot dog? What's in my hot dog? No one wants to know. What's in my hot dog? What's in my hot dog? What's in my hot dog? No one wants to know. There's moose colon, horse bladder, anything that goes splatter, half a ton of puppy tongues, bucket full of camel lungs, big hairy goat tails, dirty donkey toenails, stuffed into a fabulous, edible, delectable, deep fried something died. Intestinal shell, intestinal shell. Now I know. What's in my hot dog? What's in my hot dog? What's in my hot dog? I was better off not knowing. Now chunks I will be blowing, and cookies I'll be throwing. My insides will be showing. I guess I really didn't need to know. What's in my hot dog? What's in my hot dog? What's in my hot dog? I think I got a fever. I'm feeling kind of strange. My head feels like a woolly cushion. My hands are a little clammy. I really want to die.
Maybe we should take you to the hot dog factory. You could be the secret ingredient.
Yeah.
Holy Sugar Shock, Batman. We're back with another Geek Cuisine.
He's not kidding. My goodness.
And Christina, since you're sitting in Glenn's spot for this episode, while he is away, you're reaching in the pantry and have found us some stuff.
I did. I am in a chocolate mood today. I'm in a chocolate mood every day. But I have, for our consumption, Lindt Excellence Intense Orange Dark chocolate with pieces of orange and almond slivers.
I don't want chocolate if it has Lindt on it.
I don't want chocolate if it has almonds in it.
Well, it might not be bad.
Yeah. It'd be okay.
Could be worse. Could be pumpkin chocolate.
We got I would eat that. I've seen these a lot of different places. They have them at like Walgreens and Target and Walmart, so that it's everywhere. In case it sounds good to you. Tear off corner, pull end out. Okay.
Ah. Like does it have a golden ticket?
Seriously, it is wrapped like a golden ticket. Ooh, and they're nice little squares.
She's got a golden ticket.
Cheer up, Charlie. I'm going to take a square and pass it along. Ooh, it does have slivers in it. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay.
Oh, you can smell it as soon as you open it. Oh, it reminds me of the Terry's chocolate orange that you crack. Oh, I love those too.
I always like the milk chocolate better in the dark.
Bless you.
Excuse me.
I would take it.
Great. Snot all over the chocolate.
He did not snot the chocolates.
Have fun with it. Eat around the snot.
Okay. Sounds like there's an episode title.
What?
Eat around the snot.
I don't care. I'm in chocolate heaven. Oh my God.
Wow.
That's very orange.
Hello, Clarice.
Do you hear the lambs?
No. Are the lambs still screaming? Sorry, I don't know where that came from. It's the bliss of Anthony Hopkins. He's wonderful. I love him so much.
A bottle of candy.
I still want to see the right.
Some fava beans and a bottle of candy.
A nice candy.
A nice candy.
Okay. You know, I'm not loving this dark chocolate.
I'm not loving the almonds at all.
Me neither.
I couldn't eat the whole thing just because it's so rich. It's very rich.
But you know,
but it's good.
If you get just a piece of the almond, Joanna, it's really orange.
Yeah.
Oh.
Like the orange oil, the almond has absorbed.
I just got a bit of orange.
It's very orangey.
Which is good.
Yeah.
It's very decadent. It's
but
very
it is
rich.
Really. Yeah, that's some. Yeah, it's very intense orange in it. Man.
Mm.
There's all slivers of
I don't like that.
It'd be better without the almonds.
I don't like the almonds, but they just kind of get in the way.
They do get in the way.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, this is annoying. At least to me. I mean, people
but
may like
still,
the
it's
almonds.
Still good.
But yeah, I mean, there's slivers of almonds.
As far as being slivers,
yeah,
they are annoying.
There are slivers in there like
M&M's. They are not
a crackle bar. No, and it's the rice.
And it melts on your fingers.
Not bad.
So, yeah, neat concept. Not so crazy about it.
Okay, that was weird. What? I had chocolate on my fingers, so I licked my fingers, and then I remembered that we have orange scented soap. So it all kind of mingled. Sorry.
All right, so what do we got next, Adam? You've got it picked up there.
Oh, well, I just picked it up.
Okay.
It's a new tree, lavender tranquility milk chocolate.
Sounds like it should be a soap, not
yeah.
chocolate.
Yeah.
See, there are lavender candies that are good.
I typically
so
don't think of lavender when I think of.
Now, you're talking about the dude that brought over
hibiscus.
The flower.
Well, that's different.
Okay, if anybody knows where I can find dandelion wine or dandelion soda, will you please let me know? Thank you.
I thought they had dandelion soda before at the World Market.
I need dandelion soda.
We need to go back up to Jungle Gems.
Okay.
Geek cuisine road trip.
Ooh, and they're nice little individual
yeah.
pieces like a Hershey bar.
Cool.
And they all say new tree and have the impression of a leaf on them.
Whoops.
That's really nice.
Oh, that is neat.
Yeah, very
yeah
cool.
It's got okay. the texture of a leaf, like the veins
yeah,
and all
the
that.
The size of a
Hershey.
I think I got chocolate yeah. on my nose. I'm smelling it. I don't smell any lavender. Hang on. Let me take a sip of my tea to get the orange out of my face.
I'm not really tasting any lavender.
That's what I'm trying to figure out.
And it's melty, too.
Yep, there it is, a little bit.
Or a little bit.
At least it's
a little
bit. Because it's milk. I get that real strong milk chocolate
yep.
taste. And then there's just a hint of something.
Very,
else.
Very subtle. But
I mean, it is. It's
I like
real.
It.
I forget where we bought that.
World
was
Market.
Was it the World Market?
World Market or Liquor Barn.
I wonder.
Okay. I can do that.
Oh.
Yeah, that's not bad.
I like that.
It's a little, I mean for me, it's actually really rich chocolate.
Weird. It's just right there.
Yeah, just on
the tip of your tongue.
Aftertaste,
yeah.
It's like the aftertaste.
Just
almost.
When you yeah. think it's there, it's not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's an elusive taste.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I'll give that one a thumbs up.
Yeah.
That's right on the orange.
Yeah, I'm not decided on the orange.
Even the...
It's weird.
Excuse me. Even though I don't love the almonds in the orange bar, I do enjoy the dark chocolate with the orange.
So, yeah. So check them out.
Thumbs up mm-hmm. for the most part.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Definitely on that last one, though. Yeah. Thumbs right. up.
And we will be back with more of the show after we eat some more chocolate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is Cameron from the DWO WhoCast, and I'm here to tell you all that the WhoCast is back, and you can currently download episodes from the website that my close friend and buddy Tony's going to tell you right now.
Who, me?
Yeah, well, I thought you were my close buddy.
Right, okay. No, I'm sure I am, Cam. Hello. Yes, it's www.dwowhocast.com.
That's easy for you to see.
Yes, it is. How easy is it for you to say DWO WhoCast?
The DWO WhoCast is going to be every week, and we're going to be discussing all things Who, including reviews of DVDs, audiobooks, books, and I hope once this series returns with Mazza and Kazza and Arthur Darvill, that we'll be reviewing episodes as well.
Mazza and Kazza.
Yeah, I couldn't think of one for Arthur Darvill. Oh, Dazza, I suppose. I'm on good terms with them, that's why.
Why did I come back to this show? Remind me.
I think because of your love of your own voice, perhaps?
Yeah, that sounds about right, actually. That's true.
So you can download us every week from the DWO WhoCast website, and hopefully it'll be fun. Don't it?
Oh, I'm so sorry. I thought I was in love with my own voice. www.dwowhocast.com, which is nice, really. Yeah, put your feet up. Have a listen.
Have a look around.
Tell your friends.
Alrighty, gang. We've geeked. We've cuisined. Geeked. We've told. It's time to wrap up.
Boy, did we cuisine.
No kidding.
It was a full night of geeking for all.
And that's the last time I leave you two alone with the recording equipment.
Sorry.
That just sounds bad. No, it's...
Yes. Yes, it does.
You've said it. I'm just saying.
I'm going to back away from both of you.
No, we had an Adam and Christina show.
We had a great Adam and Christina show. That was fun.
We just rambled and rambled and rambled.
And drank some more.
And that's, yeah, they killed a Four Loko.
We did not. Don't lie.
Let me think. No. I said just about.
Okay.
I think that was mostly me.
Yeah, well, I had
two. Well, you're bigger than she is.
I had
two. Like proportionally less.
Yeah, that's true. You had proportionally the same amount that I did.
Oh, final thoughts, Adam.
Wow. Watch Being Human, USA, because you'll like it. And if you haven't been watching Stargate Universe, shame on you.
You're the reason it's canceled.
Yes. And get out and enjoy the springtime that's coming because it's getting beautiful. The weather's getting great. Also, pick up some shirts.
Oh my! Yeah.
From there's some really neat shirts out now from Think Geek. They have one of Jane's shirts that he wears in Firefly that I'm actually wearing right now.
It's
a 28 shirt with the fighting elves in Mandarin on the top. It's kind of a neat orange shirt. There's some really cool zombie shirts out on. Was it goodytwosleeves.com and
write that down.
T-Fury.
T-Fury is my favorite.
T-Fury has some great shirts.
Shirt.woot.com.
Shirt.woot.com.
There you go.
And QWERTY, QWERTY.com. Mm-hmm. They also have, it's not.
Oh, yeah,
every,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like every other day they have a new shirt, but they have awesome shirts.
Yeah.
And you picked up a couple.
We've picked up quite a few in the past few weeks. We've gotten some from T-Fury and some from QWERTY, and there are a couple that you ordered that I didn't, but that's okay. And there is a team of designers called Zero Bryant. They're on Facebook, and they also design shirts for various sites, and they're doing some great Doctor Who shirts. And I follow them on Facebook, and their art is fantastic.
T-Fury almost needs a spinoff website that's devoted to Doctor Who shirts.
And I'm, yeah,
because every time they have a Doctor Who shirt, it becomes super popular.
Yeah, and we all buy one. Like, yeah, I buy two. I buy one for me, one for Brad. And like, there are a few that, you know, he picked up that I wasn't so interested in, like Doctor Who's Star Wars crossovers.
Yeah, it was 3PO as a Cyberman and R2 as the Dalek.
Yeah,
and there's
that was pretty
one
cool. I almost picked that one up.
And there's one that you bought, the Scooby Who from
Scooby
T-Fury
Who.
With cool. Shaggy as Tom Baker and Scooby as a rather creepy canine.
And where'd you get your little MC Escher Doctor Who looking shirt
I like
there?
That one.
This was shirt.woot.
I think so.
.com. See, I have them all bookmarked on my toolbar. So every morning I get up and I check all.
Each
I've got
one,
like
yeah.
four or five different shirt sites that I go through and check to see who's got a Who shirt. And then I buy it. Because they're usually like only $10 a piece, if that. So I, closet by Who.
But, yeah, and it's usually about at least once every couple of weeks. It's a T-shirt.
We got like two packages in the mail at once the other day.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
Any other final thoughts, Christina?
If you're reading a book that you really like reading, that you enjoy, and I think I need to hear it on an audiobook, please let me know, because I need some good audiobooks to listen to keep me company at work.
You can get those audiobooks at audibletrial.com/podculture.
No, but if you're reading a book that you like, I can get it on an audiobook and listen to it while I'm working. Yeah. I listened to some good ones lately, so I need some more.
And my final thought is have some fun, whether it be playing video games, watching a movie.
Going outside.
Going outside.
Going crazy. Outside. Screw that.
Walking. Walking or running.
I've been walking.
Or caving or paintballing or scuba diving or skydiving.
We may have to do a podculture laser tag.
You see that all. Take a drink, everybody, when they talk about planning a paintball thing and then never
laser
ever do
tag.
It. Same difference.
Paintballs hurt.
only if you put them in the freezer.
Not the freezer, refrigerator. Because freezers, I mean, that would...
That would hurt somebody.
That would cause some damage.
Yeah. We have been known when I was working out, I'd put them in the refrigerator.
On the cusp between spring and summer, while it's still nice and not sweltering and hot and miserable, go outside.
You have like a 5-degree narrow window.
I really do of happiness. I really have a narrow window of happiness with weather. Anything between 30, well, no, at least in the spring, but anything between, 40 and 70, I'm okay.
There you go.
No coat.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And if you have any suggestions or thoughts for the show, please let us know.
Is there something that annoys you about us or something you wish we would talk about?
It's a whole damn show.
No. Something, a segment that you're tired of or something
Stop
you'd
talking.
Like to hear us do. Let us know.
And on that note, we are out of here.
Cheers.
Have a good one.
Peace,
seeing you.
Theme music for Pod Culture provided by the band Beatnik Turtle. Check out the band and their other great music online at beatnikturtle.com.
If you want to reach us here at Pod Culture Central, there are many different ways.
You can email us feedback@podculture.net.
Call our voicemail line, 812-672-4763. That's 812-672-4POD.
Comment on the website, podculture.com.
Drop us a line, give us a call, or send us an MP3.
Let us know how we're doing and what you'd like to hear on the show. We'd love to hear from you.
Pod Culture, Equal Opportunity Geekness.